Yes, Jason.
Oh, hi, Jason. Jason, this is Paul calling you back here from Local Splash. Did you make it home?
Yeah, sure did.
Okay, perfect. And then did you have any other questions?
I don't think so. So you guys said this would guarantee a listing like on the first page, right?
Correct, yeah. For the keywords and search phrases related to the pest control that you do, a big part of the client interview that we're going to do is to get specific about all the different services that you want to provide, everything that you want to be found for. We will generate a list of keywords that we think are appropriate, and then you can say, hey, yeah, I like it, or can you add this, or can you get rid of that one, that kind of thing. And then we can always update information down the road, too. There's no problem there, and of course no cost for us to do that.
Okay, and that's specific to location?
Yes, absolutely. We can target specific cities, specific zip codes, specific neighborhoods where you want to be found. If there are places that you don't want to go, just tell us that too, and we won't run your ads there. So that way we're making sure that you're getting calls from the people and places that you most want to serve.
No, the biggest issue, I've used Facebook ads, you know, quite a bit, tried those, and like I said, Angie's Leads. I started trying to get listed with Google.
Right.
I never got it all the way done because they have this, they do like a background or something like that.
And the video verification. Right.
Yeah, and so I started that stuff, but couldn't get through. My problem is like around here, everybody that I talk to for pest control, they just Google either pest control or like bed bugs or roaches or something
right.
like that.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I know that about 8 months ago, the process of getting PIN verified got a little bit more comprehensive, a little more challenging, especially for a business owner. And it is by design. I mean, Google does want to make sure that businesses that are on Google, especially on the first page, are actual, real, legitimate companies that would provide the services listed when called. So that process has gotten a little bit more extensive, but you know, certainly nothing that we're not unfamiliar with. And we do work with Google's back-end team on a regular basis, basically all day, every, you know, 5 days a week.
Okay.
So I can pull up the client interview calendar to see what is available for that follow-up call. And then I think you did say that the card you wanted to use was a Visa card, right?
It's MasterCard. So
MasterCard, okay.
I got it.
And
it's MasterCard.
Is your name first and last, any middle initial or the business name on there?
It's my name first and last, and then the business name underneath it, but without the LLC. So it's just Jason Moser, and then, yep, and then Chilled Pest Control under that.
All right, perfect. You said it was a MasterCard. That should actually start with a 5, all MasterCards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
It is 5398-0500.
Yes, sir.
0225.
Okay.
9947.
And then the expiration month and year?
0726.
Oh, 7 of 2026, and then the last 3 digits on the back of the card.
140.
So I've got 140 on the back. I've got July or 07 of 2026 for the expiration date. And then, Mr. Mosier, was the card itself 5398-0500-0225-9947?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, perfect. And then does that bill at the home address?
Yes.
It does. Okay, perfect. Now, in about a minute or so here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. And then if you have a pen handy, I can give that information to you now.
Yeah, go ahead. I've also got my email pulled up.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so it's the same toll-free number that I have. It's just a different extension. So it's 877-635-6225. Again, 877-635-6225. Then it is simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a client support agent. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday. That's 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central. And of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day or the next business day if they receive that email after hours. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, like I said, you will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on that invoice email to the written terms and conditions. It's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing, or that we went over in the other phone call. And you'll also receive that link by a direct text message. When you receive either the text or the email, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. You are all set and squared away as far as the security question and answer goes. We just have to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. We are booked out for the rest of the day, but tomorrow we could do as early as 9 o'clock or as late as 5 o'clock, just the one exception when they take their lunch break, which is 2 o'clock. That'd be the only time where there is not at least one spot available. Yeah, so did you want something kind of earlier?
Tomorrow?
For tomorrow, yeah.
Tomorrow at 9 would work, is that you're doing
at 9? Okay, yeah. Uh-huh. We'll schedule it at 9. It will be scheduled from 9 o'clock until 10 o'clock. It is a one-hour window. The call takes about 25, 35 minutes, gets to you towards the very beginning or right at the start of the hour, and then gets you off the phone about a half hour or so after that. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I will be on that call as well, just in the beginning, just to kind of say a quick hello to you, introduce you to your technician, answer any questions that you may have. I will try to keep my phone line open. At 8 o'clock an hour prior, you'll receive a reminder email, and I'm going to send you a calendar invite just to your email inbox. That you, the calendar invite is just for your record. You don't have to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview in English. Then it's got your username for your login credentials for your tracking. It's got your name and then your phone number. Now, did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now?
Yeah, I just got, the first automated email.
That's exactly the one I want you to see. The welcome email should be on its way. But the one that you should have now is the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice, and that's the one that I would want you to open up now. It is the one with the link to the written terms and conditions, everything we went over in the other phone call, and that voice verification. So if you open it up, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash, your invoice is below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. The words click here are blue and hyperlinked, so if you see that, please do click on it. It'll take you to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about all the different services we'll be providing for you on the left-hand side, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization. Feel free to scroll through that. I don't want to take up all of your time. I appreciate your time. I know it's valuable. We will have Google as our main focus because it's pretty much everyone's main focus. About 1 out of 10 will choose Bing, and most of them search on their smartphone. Of course, we want you to get those phone calls and opportunities as well. So we will mirror the content on Bing. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's everything necessary to be on that first page. We are, of course, doing the Facebook ads for you. We will promote your existing website, but please do know that if your website goes down, if it's going to be worked on and not active for more than a week or so, please let us know, because we would be able to put together a website for you just as a placeholder until your website is back up and active. It takes us about 5 or 7 business days to do that. So if you know your site's going to be down for more than a week or two, you can let us know. There's no additional cost for us to do that. So you'll see the long line that goes across. It populates your mobile number and a couple of boxes right below it. We do want you to click on both of those boxes. one that you agree to receive SMS or text messages, the other that you certify you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. We, of course, would want you to click on both of those boxes. You'll see a longer box with an arrow pointing towards it that says sign. Click in that box, that long box, and either copy and paste or type in your name. If you type it in, it's case sensitive, so the J and the M are capitalized. And, of course, if you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy an extra space before your name or after. And then once you've got Jason Mosier in that box, click the confirm signature box. If you're on your phone, you may have to turn your phone sideways for it to pop up high enough for you to click on it, but it's the orangish colored box that says confirm signature. Clicking on that does a couple of things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we waived your setup fee, that we reduce the cost of the service. It will also allow us to expedite the process of getting you PIN verified, either sending out that PIN card or scheduling a phone or video verification process. And of course, it will let us do the initial NAPW audit, which again helps us to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and for us to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. You will know that you are successful in doing that when it takes you to the next screen and asks for a username and password. Just let me know if you see that.
Yep. Actually, while you're saying that, I think I just got my, I just logged in and got my password changed.
Perfect. Okay, you can change your password. You cannot change your username. It's in our system the same way. It's your phone number. We've made it easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. So you can change that password. And if you try to log in, it's probably going to give you an error message, or at least a message telling you that we're still trying to get everything set up. We do need to do your client interview first for us to create the content to be tracked. But in the next day or so, you'll receive confirmation through email and text that your tracking system is active. So again, your username is 417-321-4439, just numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, or anything like that. You are pretty much all set and squared away on my end. Again, the welcome information has your login credentials and our client support information. There is another email that was sent out to you. You don't have to open it up, but it says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Again, I kind of mentioned earlier that we do need to make sure that you are PIN verified, and of course we want Google to feel comfortable in understanding that you are an active business. So anything you can send us, it doesn't have to be everything on this list, but any pictures of tools or equipment, your work vehicle, if you've got a business card, snap a quick photo and send it our way. Obviously, there's not a real physical workplace since you go out to the customer for that one. Google is usually perfectly fine with where you park your vehicle when you are not using it for work. Is the business itself licensed and or insured?
Yes, yeah, it is.
Oh. Okay, perfect. So again, if you can send that information our way, you can access that right through your client dashboard. But other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. I am going to send you that calendar invite. And again, if I am in between phone calls right out or a couple minutes after 9 o'clock when our technician is ready to call you tomorrow, I certainly would be happy to say a quick hello to you. I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing and, of course, earning your business 1 month at a time, getting that website in front of more people and more eyes.
Okay. Yep, that sounds good.
All right. Real pleasure speaking with you, Jason. Mr. Mosier, you take care. You have a great rest of the day, and we will be calling you tomorrow right at or a couple minutes after 9 o'clock.
Okay. That sounds great.
All righty. Thank you, sir. You take care. You have a great night.
Okay. You too. Thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.